Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Christine, you made it. You text me when... Anyway, glory be to God. Okay, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Bridget and son, good to see you. Okay, I didn't see them in like 2 weeks. Yeah. Okay, glory be to God. Yeah, I see people who haven't seen before here. One of them is her. Okay, you're welcome. Yeah, let's give a big hand clap. Yes. What's your name? Barbara Ahumoza. Okay. You're very welcome. Glory be to God. You're born again? Praise God. Yes. There's someone seated with Vanessa. Okay. You're welcome. Let's give a big hand clap. Yes, you're acting very shy, but we keep standing so that shyness can what? Can come out. Yes. What's your name? Who? Trisa. Okay. You're born again, Trisa? Or you're on your way? You're on your way. Glory be to God. You're welcome to visit us. Good to see you. Your friends? Cousins. Okay. Your cousin will tell you more about Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can have a seat. Glory be to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Who else? Anyone? Any visitor? Huh? No. Yeah. These two have been here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's a visitor next to Quez. Yes, she's also very shy. Okay, praise God. Yeah, what's your name? Ida. Okay, Ida, good to see you. Yeah, are you saved? Oli mulokole. Walokoka. Amina. Kali, give a big hand clap. Yes, good to see all of you. Yes, Esther, good to see you. You haven't been here for quite a bit. Nalongo wasn't here last Sunday. Yes, good to see you. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Small churches are very good. Okay? They are very good. Yes. But there are some people who don't like them. Some people who don't what? Who don't like small churches. For the reason that everyone knows everyone, the pastor knows everyone. There's a gentleman I know of, God who spoke to him by a dream, okay, that he was supposed to join this church, okay, in a dream, okay, God spoke to him. I think the dream was through his sister or something like that. And he was supposed to come here. And he himself had confessed that he had issues with the church he was going at. Okay? Some famous church these days. Yes, so they spoke to the individual. And the individual said, yeah, but the problem is, you guys are very few. And you see, for me, like on Saturdays, I go, I hang out, I catch pints. So if I come on Sunday with my eyes red, everyone will what? Will notice me. Because you're very what? Small. So for that reason, the person decided to what's the word? Neglect? Or anyway, throw out the will of God for his life. because he was leading a shady life, and he was like, in a small church, everyone gets to what? Like, everyone gets to know you, everyone, you know, eh? And I know. I'd rather be in a crowd where I can what? I can hide properly. Okay? Yes, so if you want to, yeah, anyway, small churches are very what? Are very good. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Now, today we're talking about something very simple. Okay? It's a call or a calling from God. It's his encouragement to us. And that is that we should cast our cares upon him. Okay? So, yes, we're going to talk about casting our cares upon God. Okay? The sermon being entitled, Cast Our Cares Upon God. Glory be to God. Amen? In less than a minute, I'll tell you what the word cares means. Okay? But most of you know, but yeah, it could be more than you right now know. Okay? 1 Peter chapter 5, from verse 6, in the New King James Version of the Bible, it says that, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Glory be to God. Okay? Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Glory be to God. Now, let's read that verse 7 in the Amplified Version of the Bible. Okay? It says that, casting the whole of your care, okay? And what does that mean? Your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns. Okay? That's what the word care or cares mean. It means anxieties. It means worries. It means concerns. Okay? So the word care does not only mean things that... Anyway, it means worries, anxieties, or concerns. Okay? Anything that is of concern to you. Okay? Okay? God wants you to cast it upon him. Anything that is causing you to worry. Okay? Worry is bad. Okay? God wants you to cast that worry, all those worries, upon him. Okay? Anxieties, anything that is causing you to be anxious. Okay? God doesn't want you to be loaded with it. He wants you to cast it upon him. Why? For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Glory be to God. Okay? God cares for you affectionately. Glory be to God. Okay? You know the meaning of the word affection. Okay? Affection. Okay? Women know what it means. Okay? Affection. Men don't care to know. Okay? But you should care to know. Because that's how God cares for you. Glory be to God. Okay? So casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and watches and cares about you watchfully. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Cares, okay? The definition is there. It means anxieties, worries, concerns, and things like that. Glory be to God. Amen. Anything you're concerned about, okay, cast it upon the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? Anything you're anxious about, any anxiety about anything, okay, cast it upon who? Upon the Lord. Glory be to God. Any worry, okay, he's ready to receive it. Okay? Glory be to God. For he cares for you affectionately. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, how do we cast our cares upon God? How do we cast all our worries, all our anxieties, all our concerns about anything? How do we cast them over to the Lord? Okay? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 from the KJV. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says that, be careful for nothing. KJV. Be careful for nothing. NKJV says that, be anxious for what? For nothing. Remember, cares, okay, can also be translated as an anxiety, okay, or anxieties. That's why New KJV said, be anxious for nothing. All right? All right? But KJV says, be careful for nothing. Okay? What should you do? But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Okay? Be careful for nothing. But in everything, okay, by prayer and thanksgiving, cast all those cares upon the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let your requests be made known unto God. In prayer. And that is how you cast your cares upon the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? You're welcome. I know you guys are like, this is P2 stuff. Okay? But this P2 stuff is in the Bible. All right? And since it is in the Bible, it is for everyone. Never P7. Never P7, but every now and again, or some even to be a P2. Hallelujah. And by the way, it's a lie. These are not P2 stuff. Okay? This is not what? Because you see, as long as you are in this fallen world, this world that the enemy got from Adam, okay, as long as you're here every day, you're going to have cares. There's always going to be issues, concerns. You might not be worried about anything, okay? And the Bible says, actually, do not worry, okay? But you might have concerns, okay? You might not have worry about money, like money is not a problem, okay? But your concern might be, now, how do I spend this money? Okay, and for a Christian, that is very good. A Christian has to inquire of the Lord how they should spend their money. Glory be to God. How they should what? Spend their money. Glory be to God. Okay? Even when someone who is in need requests you for some money, at times it might be a concern. Should I give them or not? Glory be to God. Then it becomes a concern. And you have too much money, but the money this person needs is too little. Can you get money in nature? Oh, we know kutawa nyamukama. You have to disturb God about that. Or you just give the person what? Money, it is a drop in the ocean, considering what you have.
Okay, but to you it's a concern. Because you're like, man, you know? Is this a fraudster, a con man? Okay, and good day, I want you to what? Give them what? Hallelujah. So anyway, as long as we're here, there will be concerns. You have a family member, maybe who's unwell, and that's a concern. It's not a it's a personal concern. So anyway, as long as we're down here, okay, we shall always have these things. Okay? And the Lord wants us to cast them upon him. For he cares for us affectionately and watches and he cares about us watchfully. Glory be to God. Okay? So be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Okay? Never leave a prayer session with your God without giving thanks. Glory be to God. In fact, it's good, it's always good that you even begin with what? Thanksgiving. Okay? And end with thanksgiving. Glory be to God. So, let your requests be made known unto God. Okay? How? By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And how do you know that you have really cast that care upon the Lord? Okay? Because when you have to pray, you have to pray today. You can go to God to cast your care upon him. And you live when you still have that care. He's still upon you. Okay? The evidence that you've really cast that care upon the Lord is when the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guards your heart and mind. Okay? Basically, you feel peace. Okay? You feel relief. Okay? Know that it is not in your mind. Okay, but you feel that weight. You know, a care is a weight. It is a weight in the spirit. Okay? The only way that you can really know that, yes, I've offloaded that onto the Lord, is when the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, okay, fills your heart. Glory be to God concerning that issue. You feel a peace. Hallelujah. Okay? Even when you, maybe you haven't discerned what the Lord has said about it. Okay? Maybe he has said, but you haven't yet heard properly. Or he hasn't said, he will say. Okay? But you just feel peace about that issue. Okay? That is when you know that this issue has really been cast upon the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? You see, it is not good to carry cares, like especially anxieties and worries. Okay? Okay? Anxieties and worries. Okay? It is not good for a human being to be loaded with them. One of the things it can cause you is sickness. Okay? Sickness. Sickness. Okay? You're a young girl, 33, but you have hypertension. Okay? Sometimes it's just cares, man. Cares, worries. Okay? Worries. Things have, man, messed you up. Eh? You are carrying, you know, instead of what? Casting it upon the Lord in prayer. Okay? Yeah. Sickness, you know, hypertension, ulcers, those things. The other thing, of course, is that, you know, worry can be an entry point of demons. Yes. Anything that is not of God, that fills your heart, okay? It can be an entry point for what? Demons come and what? Inhabit your life and mess you up. Glory be to God. Okay? But when you're really born again, you love the Lord sincerely. Okay? But worries open the door for the devil to come into your life. Okay? And then it gets you into different sorts of what? Bondages. Hallelujah. That is why the God who loves you and cares for you affectionately would want you to cast your cares upon Him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Cares, worries, and anxieties can cause you to make very harmful decisions. Okay? Yeah, terrible decisions that you will live to regret. Hallelujah. Amen? Like anxieties over money, like, you know. Okay, then you make, you know, instead of casting that care upon the Lord, you decide to handle the issue yourself. And you make very terrible decisions which will mess you up. Okay? You understand? Hey, you're a young man, you want a wife, no wife, then you're like, ngate chiri what? You are so anxious about it. You even wonder why. Okay? But I guess down here on earth, it is understandable. Okay? But God is like, there's nothing understandable about it. I told you, do not worry over anything. It is here on earth where we deceive ourselves that it is understandable. But truth of the matter is, God is like, no. You've been born again for 3 years. You should know that. It is not understandable. I told you, do not what? Worry. By the way, is worry sin? Is worry sin? Who thinks that worry is sin? Okay. So some people think it's sin. Other people think that it is what? It is not sin. Okay. Your pastor won't give you what? His answer. Because his answer might be wrong. Anyway. But yeah, please. Okay. Cast your burdens, the Bible says, or the song says. Cast your burdens unto Jesus. For He cares. You understand? Cast your cares upon Him. Cast your burdens upon the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Of course, the worst bit is the worst consequence of not casting your cares upon the Lord is that if you're born again, it might lead you to walking away from the Lord. Glory be to God. You remember the parable of the sower, which we read about last week, okay? In the parable of the sower, okay, let's read Matthew chapter 13, verse 22, okay? So Jesus has told a parable. Now He's interpreting it, okay? So in verse 22, He says that, "He who received seed among the sons." You remember? There was a sower who went out sowing. All right? Now, there's some seed which fell among thorns. So, Jesus said that, "He who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." Okay? So, two things, okay, choke the word. Okay? One of them is the deceitfulness of riches, which we talked about last week, okay? The love of money, which is a root of all kinds of evil, okay? Number two, it is the cares of this world. The cares of this world, they choke the word. Okay?
Okay, the cares of this world. Okay, what you don't have that you want to have. Or what you don't have that you want to have. And it becomes a care. And instead of casting it upon the Lord, you decide to handle it yourself. You decide to come up with plans, your own plans to handle it. Okay? And more often than not, there will be evil plans. Okay? So this is what it means when they say that. It shocks the word. Okay? If you obulokure, no bikolachi, no bivako. And sometimes you're still coming to church, you're still going to church, wherever your church is. But when, you know, your works, okay, are not of someone who's born again. Your works are not of what? Someone who's born again. And the Bible says that faith without works is what? Dead. Faith without works is what? It's dead. So there's no fruit. So this is why the Bible says that person becomes unfruitful. There's no fruit in their lives. And without fruit, if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit and you only have the works of the flesh, the Bible says that you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Basically, you end up in hell. Glory be to God. So the God who loves you affectionately, okay? The God who cares for you so much, too much, how do they say? I don't know how to say it well. Okay? Singers are the ones who know what? How to say those things. Because they over whatever, what? Nigerian things. Okay? Yeah, God loves you so much, he doesn't want the cares to choke the word of the gospel. Okay? That's why he's like, man, please, okay? Cast that care upon me. Okay? How? Okay? By prayer, okay, and supplication. With thanksgiving, make your requests be made unto me. And how do you know that I've really cast the thing upon the Lord is when the peace of God fills your heart. Glory be to God. Okay? The money that was a care hasn't come, but you have peace. Glory be to God. You have peace. And you don't hate those who have it. Especially those who have it and they have refused to give it to you. You understand? Because the truth of the matter is, some of that money is theirs. Nobody needs to be away. Do you understand? Okay? Someone wants a new car. Their old car is having issues, broken down. Then they take that concern to the Lord. And God sends them 300 million shillings to buy another car. Okay? That 300 million shillings is not for you, for giving away. God has also answered their concern. Do you understand? So for you get to hear that the guy got 300 what? Then you think, Kurike is all. God said, no. It is for that one. You bring your cares what? To me. Glory be to God. And it's amazing. I haven't understood the thing, how it works. Eh? It's amazing when someone gets something new and nice, buys, you know. It's amazing how people think they have the money now to what? Give them. But why doesn't it occur to us that they have actually spent the money? Do you understand? Mwine, do you understand? Now your mommy buys a new bag. Buys a what? A new bag. Then now you're like, mommy has bought a new bag, so it means she has money. But don't you realize that actually she has spent the money on the bag? Do you understand? Please, you know, Okay? Jade, didn't it?
in a way, whatever. Baga nyoko kiriza. In a way. Okay? You've heard of that saying in Uganda that Nabagaga Bakaaba, eh? Eh? Does it go like that? Christine, does it, eh? Nabagaga Nawachi? So for him, his issue is 300 million shillings. Okay? Because that is the level God has put him at that moment. Ngemoto kaze zirimuchi. Range you. But you're laughing, but even you, at your level, there's someone who's what? Looking at you and they're like, man, eh? You know, I think we're going to have this is what? Eh? That money you go out to eat maybe pork. Eh? Pork, I think right now a steak is like 4,000 shilling. Depending on where you go. Huh? But there's somewhere where it's 4. Definitely. Yes. Kakati olaba, mugamba no ya 5. Kati ye level ya mwe 5. Ah, abalaba gambe 7. Ndoza kakati olaba. So when someone wants pork, they're not thinking about, there's someone here when they want pork, they're not thinking about 7,000, 5,000. They're thinking about 7. Because, you know, okay, now we're over 5. There's someone who sees you spending that 5K. And they're like, man. You see, that's why people want to come to Kampala. Kampala is the only place where you actually waste 5,000 shillings on pork. Okay, towns, you know. Do you know what 5,000 shillings is? You see that mineral water which you buy at 1,500 or 2,000? Do you know why in villages it's not there? Where they don't sell mineral water, Mubialo. Because 2,000 shillings is too much money. No one is going to buy water at 2,000 shillings. Water is supposed to be free. I hope you know that. Back in the day, this mineral water thing, bottled water, it's a recent thing. It began in the 90s. Now that is recent. Okay? By the time I was in P7, even I think senior 4, this is 93 when you are born. There was no bottled water. Water was for free when you're walking, you're going home. Eh? Okay? The sun has hammered you, you're thirsty, what? You just turn neighbor, you know, say neighbor, but any home you see, and you turn aside and say, man, njagala kumazi. This man was staying at Makerere University, so he doesn't know. This is what people were doing. What is supposed to be free? Hallelujah. Back in the day, these things of war fences were not there. They were not what? And by now, Kumela, hedges. Okay, this because, you know, so you just go, yeah? Abe, no, what, you know? Maden yagala kuchi. Kumaz. Glory be to God. And this is what is still happening in what? No one buys water. 2,000 shillings. You guys, you're joking. Hallelujah. So now you see, someone sees you when they get an opportunity to come to Kampala. You're carrying a bottle of water. They just look at you and say, wow, now this one. Now even me, I want to go to Kampala. Glory be to God. You know, these things are relative. Okay? They are what? Glory be to God. Yes. But I was talking about, you're anxious about money. You pray about it. Okay? Then the peace of God fills your heart. Okay? Even when you haven't gotten the money, but you have peace. Okay? Okay? Whether the money will come or it won't, but God gives you peace. That is the evidence that you really cast that care upon the Lord. And while you are at it, while you're filled with your peace, you come out with what? With people who have it and they're not giving it to you. Glory be to God. Okay?
By that, it's a sign that you've really cast your care upon the Lord. Glory be to God. They jump to give it to you. Then they unleash a car, 300M. Then you hear, umbatekati, next week, bagenda ku holiday, Canada. My wife was at the children's school yesterday, and they were talking about career guidance, okay? With children from a certain age upward, you know, because they now need to know which subjects to take and what, depending on what they want to become, you know, when they grow up. So, anyway, so the teachers had to take them through some things, tell them what, okay? So my wife says that she was seated next to a certain lady, okay? And this lady, you know, told her that, you know, those things the teachers are explaining, that's what to understand, okay? What you do at a certain stage, you just take the kids to Canada. They'll get to know them from there. Just take the kids to Canada, okay? And that's what she did for two. You see, that's what I did for two of them. Okay? Before they finished here, okay, in that, either the last 1 year or two, I just took them to Canada. But in Canada, they'll get to know those things. Okay? Now, you see, those are the people, like they say, Muitanabo, you know. Who you are trying to understand over my kid should do home economics over what this woman is like, okay? When they reach like what grade, what just take to Canada. Then my wife was like, but you know, you have to be careful, you know, sending your kids like abroad when they're still very young, you know. Then she's like, you think of drugs, what? Say, yeah, you know, yeah, what? The LGBT thing. They say, but she say, you know now, like this one, okay? This child was here, okay? Her sister and brother are already there. Okay, so yeah, her sister and brother will what? Will help. Then my sister, my wife was like, you know, you have to be careful. Then she said, yeah, you just pray. You pray, yes, of course you. You pray to God, that you'll handle those. Glory be to God. Okay? Back in the day, we used to call that stroking. Okay? Basically, the woman, anyway, stroking, you know, when someone, you know, you understand? Stroking? Like, stroking, you remember? Showing off or any, whatever, yeah. But, yes, so you see now, that lady, Kati Mwe, okay, muri mwevyo, but teacher baba gamba. So she said, just take them to Canada. Glory be to God. And so life is like that. Life is like what? Somehow, fortunately or unfortunately, life is designed what? Like that, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's some, you know. Glory be to God. That is why you see, contentment. Contentment. Thank God she met my wife who was content. Because And maybe Bambi she was what? You know, but my wife wasn't destabilized. A man, Katife, okay, Canada, Katife, call it. I want to borrow some car. You understand? She remained, what? Like, glory be to God. Right now, I know what some of you are thinking, but but it's well. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So cast your cares upon the Lord. You see these cares, okay? If you don't cast
them upon the Lord, there's a potential that they can choke the word. Eh? Choke the word. Okay? Choke the word of the gospel, the word of the kingdom. If you're broken, no, no, I'm still saved. But when your works, God is like, that one is no longer mine. Your works, Ebikora, faith without works is what? Dead. Glory be to God. Things like marriage. You fail to cast your care upon the Lord, and then you're like, let me do it myself. Did I tell you of a woman? By the way, I knew her. I knew this woman. I've ever sat with her and we talked. Okay? This woman, okay, she was born again. Born again. For real. But I think she had cares. Her care was money, Bambi, you know. Okay? Money, maybe even marriage, I don't know. But this woman, you know, was dating Hassan B. Hassan Basajaba, Balab. She was among the many. Okay? And in fact, she became the wife. In fact, yeah, then there was a time when she had to go to his home so that Hassan B can what? Introduce her to the family. Eh? But I knew this woman, so what I'm talking about, I. Now, I've told this story here. Okay? Soon as she went, okay? Then now, when she left, she had a story to tell. She got there, okay, whatever, the sitting room or Muchidala, whatever it was. Okay? Okay, let's assume it was the sitting room. She sat. So people came greeting her. What? We're glad to see you. Okay? Then, man, she's there, man, being welcome. She saw small creatures like humans, okay, walking in the air, coming to greet her. As in small things, man, but they're like humans, walking like, you know, the air was like, coming to also what? Man, she got scared. Then the thing say that, no, don't worry. We shall not harm you because you have also now what? You are part of it. These things what spoke. Okay? You know Hassan B. Money, a guy who makes a government will give him billions of money. And okay? You understand? Now you see, her care, I guess, was money. And Bambi, she had grown up kids. So maybe she needed money to take care of them. And some, I guess, she go to Hassan B and then things happen. Okay? Now she's going to be involved with demons. Of course, those things were demons. Those things are what? Demons. Okay? You understand? Okay? I haven't seen her since like 2016 or something like that. So I don't know if she's still what? The cares of this world. Okay? We had better cast them upon the Lord. Why? Because he cares for us affectionately, and cares about us watchfully. Glory be to God. Okay, don't carry those cares. Cast them upon the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Even concerns about anything, okay, concerns. They might not be things like, you know, but just a concern, God. What's, you know? Okay? Like as a pastor, okay? Of course, my main concern is my family, okay? Then number two is this church, okay? I am a, let me mess you up. I am a bishop. Glory be to God. I am a what? Okay, I am an overseer. Okay? I oversee this congregation. Okay? And the word overseer, by the way, is the word bishop. Okay? So it is now these other chaps who made it be like, no, a bishop, if a diocese, you know, eh? Okay? But the pastor is an overseer. He's a bishop. Glory be to God. But I'm not a bishop, so don't worry. But a bishop is the one. Yeah, so, as an overseer, okay, over this church, I get concerned. Okay, concerns, just concerned about, you know. Okay, like Paul. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, 28, okay, Paul had a concern for all the churches, okay, besides other things. He was concerned about churches, man. Like, how are they doing? Are they doing well? When you hear that someone has fallen off, man, it would affect him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, so my concern, okay, my concerns involve the church, okay? Many hours of my day, it's a something about the church. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about what? I'm thinking about you. Okay? I'm thinking about you. Good and bad what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, good things only. But then sometimes I can think about something bad someone is doing. So in that sense, I'm thinking about the good and the bad. Glory be to God. Okay? So, yeah, LAT is a concern, you know, to me. Hallelujah. When I see things that should be happening but they're not happening, it's a concern. Glory be to God. Okay? I really want to be a success in the eyes of God. And not just a success, but a big-time success. Hallelujah. Okay? And that should be your attitude, all of you, for whatever God has called you to do. Your aspiration should be for you to be a big-time success in God's eyes, not in the what? In the world's eyes. Okay? And to be a big-time success. Okay? Sometimes I envision, a scenario, okay, where man, I'm walking to God, like to his throne, you know, Nanyamba de suit, you know, thing where you're looking, it's called a sharp white, you know, like very small, you know, black white, you know, walking the, you know, then as you go there, then God tells the angels, that is the guy I was telling you about. Glory be to God. Those are things which one? Sometimes those are the thoughts which what? And God is like, that is a guy I've always been telling you about. Glory be to God. You become like with David where, you know, God says that, a man after my own heart. Okay? If you have a CV like that in heaven, it means, man, you're big time success. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you're a woman, you don't have to like envision yourself in a suit, what you can whatever busuti, what those things. Walk into the throne in a busuti or suka, those things. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah. So recently, like you all know, okay, the other week, I was concerned. I was like, God, according to what you vividly, clearly have told us over the years, no, many times, especially concerning 2025, okay, as far as the growth of this congregation is concerned, okay, I'm like, you know, now 2025 is around the corner. So right now, there should have been somewhat signs that, okay, so you are like, God, you know, what's up? So you see, it's a concern. Are we doing something wrong? Or there's something we are supposed to be doing, but we're not doing it. You understand? Eh? That's a concern. Now, so you see now, that concern, like that. Now, like for me, if I don't, okay, like a pastor, if a pastor doesn't take a concern like that to the Lord, eh? Okay, and they decide to carry it themselves. Okay, you've heard of stories of people who have done all the right things they know how to do. Bambi, godly pastors, godly, godly spiritual bamoyo. You know those chaps who can't even get a pot of any size or of any height or of any width? No, the depth. Because they are every day. You know. But if they don't take a concern like that, okay, the devil man can come and whisper in their ear, or the devil can come and send them a friend who will give them ideas how to make things what? Happen. Okay? You heard of a guy, some chap in South Africa. The guy went to Bible school, finished Bible school, did all the right things he knows how to do. Okay? But the congregation, no change. Then he went to inquire from his fellow pastors who are doing well, success. Okay? Inquired of them, and you guys, what's in the chichi chester kolamwe, much kolamutia? Then one of them, man, who gave him advice. Basically, to go to Nigeria, some witchy. And man, the guy, because he took the concern to the wrong one, he came back with a goat's head or sheep, a pig's head. After doing things there, rituals, basically witchcraft. And you understand, getting into that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so I was concerned with God, you know. Then I remembered with Daniel. Okay? In Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 and 3. Okay? The Bible says that in the first year of Darius, the son of someone, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Okay? Daniel was reading Jeremiah's prophecy. He realized that he was supposed to be in Babylon for 70 years. And the 70 years were coming to an end. And then he's a man, God, Kati. Okay? He took it to the Lord. He said, God, this is serious. He took it to the what? The Bible says in verse 3 that then I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Glory be to God. Basically, he took his concern to the Lord. Probably Daniel was like, 70 years. We hope, man, we don't mess ourselves up. Okay? Never told me that you are kumi. Do you understand? Remember that in captivity. Captivity is not a funny thing. You're a stranger in a foreign land. So he took it to the Lord. Now the Bible says in verse 20, it says that now while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, I'm presenting my supplication before the Lord my God, the Holy One. Yeah, before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning,
being called to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. So that is around 3 p.m. And he informed me and talked with me and said, "Oh, Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved." Glory be to God. Daniel took his concern to the Lord, the concern of 70 years, took it to the Lord, you know, prayer or fasting. Okay? And while he was doing that, an angel appeared. Okay? He addressed him, Daniel, a man greatly beloved of God, I've come, you know, to give you skill to understand, basically, to answer your prayer, okay, on behalf of God. Glory be to God. So I remember this, and when I was concerned about what? Because now, fair, our 70 years are what? Need to have signs that, okay? I thought about, for example, Unalongo. Unalongo joined LAT last year. And I think since she joined, have you seen any new one? Of course, maybe that they are like, you know? Yeah, but still, in fact, I think no longer seen, there are many faces which she no longer sees here. Glory be to God. But of course, some of them, or most of them, it was of God. They were supposed to what? Get out. According to two revelations from God, he said those people have to what? Get out. Then he said, and when they get out, okay, then there will be what? A mass inflow. So again, you take all those concerns to God. You're going, what to gamba? By the way, I've learned, you know, at times when you're just what? Praying in your heart and what? There's a way in which your mind can stray. Then no joke after what? You find me that, hey, bad day, what? What is that buying season in Arsenal? In transfer season. I'm supposed to be praying for this. So I realize, you know, I've devised a system, but maybe it might not work for you. But now, like this issue, okay, this issue of LAT, there are many, many dreams, many confirmations, okay? So what I do, I get all of them, or almost all of them, and I list them on my phone. I write them, notebook. How it all began. How it all what? Yes. First of all, say, we began 31st August 2014. Then God, one day we're just there. Then in 2018, you gave Ash a dream. Okay? That the building will be finished in what? 7 days. Then God, remember, we didn't know what the 7 days meant. But we just said it means a short time. We left it to you. Then in August the following year, God, when I was reading the Bible, I was just reading my own Bible, you know? And I came across 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 37 and 38, you know? And then you told me that is the meaning of the 7, what? So I list that date also and the verse. Then I'm like, God, then, you know? Then, for example, in 2019 it was, okay? You told us to do a worship service. And we had just done one, like a month earlier. You remember that what you told? Then that's what you told us that now I swear, I write the date. You know, by the way, of them, I can forward them to you if you want. I can share that note, what? Hey. You understand? Phew. Then I tell God, in fact, that Monday after the service, after you swore that everything I've promised, anything, I'll do it. You swore, meaning that nothing can change it. You see, if God hasn't sworn, if God hasn't made an oath, things can get messed up. But this one, he made an oath, meaning that it can't change.
It can't change. Because he made an oath, it can't change. It can't. But whatever I do, the oath God made, the things for which God made an oath cannot, okay, they cannot change. God has to do them. Okay? All right? So I'm like, in fact, yeah, so that Monday, after you had made that the oath on Sunday, okay, I was driving my kids to school, then I put on impact. Then a guy was reading Isaiah 14, I think it is, where he said that I have sworn that what I've purposed I'll do, you know, and the thing hit me, and I was thinking about the previous day. So God, you confirmed it. Shoo, then anyone can never. Then I'm like, God, then in 2019. Okay? Just after we finish the 7th year anniversary service, remember we did it in a studio. 20, Kwalimu lockdown. Okay? They say that now on 30th August, okay? Exactly the last day of our religious year, the last day, you gave me a dream. Okay? And in the dream, I was being told that you have finished the first phase. You remember? My sister was saying in the dream, because I met her, okay? Because in the dream, I had been admitted to Budo from another school. Okay? And while I'm at Budo, on the first day, I meet my sister in the compound, and she was praying. Seriously, okay? Bonita, you know? Praying, you know? Praying. Then I went to another side, what are you praying about? Then she told me that I am interceding for you so that this next phase that you have entered will be much shorter than the previous one. Glory be to God. Okay? So the one we had finished, those were 7 years. Remember, this is 2020, 21, and LAT began in 2014. So 7 years. So she's like, that first phase has been 7 years. Then she tells me that I'm praying for you that the next phase will be shorter. In fact, not shorter, much shorter. Meaning that it's not supposed to be 6, not even much shorter than what? 7. And when you remember, we did the math, you could see God was talking about 20, 25. Because from 2021 to 2025, those are 4 years, which are much shorter than what? I'm like, God, all these things, no human could have come up, you know, with them. Glory be to God. Okay? Then we come, I think, to last year. You're like, God, you told us last year a dream you gave Christine Untavade's husband. Okay? You gave her a dream that I had done everything I was supposed to do. You know, Katie, you're like, but the Bible says somewhere in Isaiah that, come, let us reason together. You understand? Because now while I'm writing, so you can see now my mind is focused on what? But I'm praying. Msabanga wempandika. Okay? God is listening to my heart and also reading my what? My stuff. So, you know, I was like, God, you see? You told us that I'd call, and this is just last year. So then I'm like, but and God, since then, I don't think there's anything wrong I've done. You know, I'm like, chichi, tomboli langa. You know, better for me, concerning what God tells me to do, and then this serious. Even to save his anisa. That's why I told you once that I'm not here to play games with anyone. Okay? Because I want to be the other guy in a suit where I go and say, that's a guy, what? You're a guy working. Glory be to God. So I did that, okay? So the other week, Tuesday, Wednesday, I decided to fast. I was like, no, this thing is serious. Okay, 2025 is around the corner. Like Jeremiah is like, 7 years are coming to a close. He decided to pray and fast, to inquire God about the, concerning the issue. and in that sense, casting his care upon the what? The Lord. Okay, on the second door, the first, I felt like God was saying, yeah, you can walk, be easy. I felt peace. You know, remember that peace? I felt peace. In fact, at that moment, I was like, nekati encha. Fasting for what? I felt peace. That God was saying that, you can walk, be easy. Okay? But wanted some. Yeah, you know, but I was like, peace. So, in fact, I wanted to abandon the foreigners so that I can eat my food, eat my pork of 4K. As you guys are looking for 5K. Okay? But I was like, man, these things of what? Telling God you're going to do something. Huh? You tell God you're going to fast 2 days. They know Jirai and Akunogam Bakati. I said, man, by the way, I'm warning you, be careful with those things. Be careful. Now, there are times when God will say, yeah, it's okay, you can. You can. You said you're going to give me 50K, but what? Sometimes God can be like, it's okay. But be very careful with those things. Okay, I'm warning you, don't play with God. If you're to do it to break, like if you told him 6 days, then to come first, then come back, you know. But I'm not giving you what a law like. Please never stop. I'm just telling you, if you're to stop, be very careful. Be very what? Be very careful. Don't play around with God like you play with your what? With your boyfriend or girlfriend. Or your father, mother, wife. Be careful with those things. Okay? Sometimes, in fact, I'm like, I'm going to fast until I get an answer. Same one now. They are money, what? Then when I get peace, I stop. Be careful. Now, I'm not saying man die, because you told God 40, that he die until 40. Please, don't be what. But what I'm saying is that be very careful. You might disqualify yourself for some things. When God is like that, you are not totally serious. Okay? She or he thinks I'm a joker, just playing around with me. Glory be to God. So anyway, on the second day, I felt like, I felt peace. God was saying, you're good. But I went ahead and I did also the third day. Okay, and I finished. Glory be to God. Now, so that was Thursday. Okay, then on Sunday, okay, you all know what I'm talking about, okay? But I just want to encourage you to take your cares, your concerns, your worries, your anxieties, take them to the Lord. Glory be to God. In fact, God told Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, he told him that, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Glory be to God. Call unto me. Calling unto me, remember you said it's prayer, it is the way you cast your cares upon the Lord. It says, call unto me. Okay? And then it says that I will answer. I will what? Never serious. Okay? Better serious in Gwagala answer. And with this thing that you did give you an instruction, you're going to what? To do it. Don't just be there. It's like you're just going to God for what? Gossip. Even you, what? Tell me. You understand? Better Ani. Daniel was serious. Yeah, be some even what? Fasting. Okay? But I'm not saying you can only call upon the Lord by fasting. You understand? Sometimes you can call upon him, but when you're not fasting, but when your heart is serious. Okay? And you also see that should he give you an instruction, you're ready to obey it. Glory be to God. So call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things. So God answered me. How do I know that he answered me? Because there was peace. Peace meaning that you're good. There's nothing wrong you're doing. There's nothing you're not doing. And there's nothing you are not doing that you're supposed to do. Okay? Then on Sunday, okay, Dennis, after I preached, he comes to me and says, brother, I had a dream. Actually, it wasn't on, yeah? It was on Sunday, yeah. Okay? I had a dream. And in this dream, I found you packed somewhere. Okay? You are packed. And I came to see what's up. And you say that your engine, your car engine, wasn't running. Okay? Wasn't what? Running. Okay? Then he comes, you know, to enter the car, like, to help me. Okay? But when he looks at the dashboard, sees the engine is running. Then I didn't, eh? For me, I'm like, it's not running. But then he looks and what? It's running. Then he tells me, but you know, it's okay. It's running. Okay? Then I get into the car. And then as I begin to drive away, okay? Dennis hears the engine, you know, the sound is that of a brand new car. In fact, he said it was like a Mercedes or something like that. There's a car he quoted the sound to, okay? Known to Toyota Bono, but Toyota Bohari, yeah? So now I'm safe. I also have a Toyota, so don't watch the Balewa guy be Canada. Okay? So, yeah, it was like some car. I think he said the Benz, a new one, and showing that the car, the engine was in perfect condition. Now, Dennis, of course, couldn't know what that dream means until he shares it with he who cast his care upon the Lord. And then I was like, yeah, that's it. So the car was representing, he was talking about LAT, the ministry. Remember, I was asking God, what's wrong? Why would you, is there something wrong with it? And the answer was, perfect condition. Glory be to God. Perfect. Hallelujah. The worship team is not the one who messing up God's plan. God, the sermons here are not the ones, but like God is like, Muli Bulu, you're perfect. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Implying that the other thing is still on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God was like, you just chill. Okay? Number one, I God myself, I drove out those who are supposed to what? Okay? All right? Okay? But those dreams came from two individuals. Hers was a vision. On Thursday here, as we prayed, had a vision. Okay? And people were being what? Okay? You heard about it. Okay, anyway, yeah. Then, like a month or so later, my wife, who didn't know about Esther's what? We woke up one Sunday morning, I think it was a Sunday, then she shares with me a dream, and it was exactly Esther's dream. That when some individuals, now, God didn't tell us the individuals. Those ones are Munde Kekwanga Gwe Moses in Kumani. But now, Kuburi, individuals, you take it upon yourself to what? To run them out. God just left us in the dark on that issue. Okay? Yeah, but I think once or twice, right now I can just remember one individual who he, yeah, that dream came. Now that one has to get out because messing up some things in the church. Okay? And then again, though, I got to know the name. Now, this one I know. This time I was nice. I didn't say go to what? Kick them out. Okay? But I just, anyway, yeah, glory be to God. Yes. And one day, Ari, you know, yeah, the person is like, you know. And for me, I was like, Glory be to God. Okay. Now, I just advised which churches not to go to, because you see, I still love this individual. Okay? So I was like, I said, again, then, but I'm like, now I'm no longer his overseer. I'm no longer his bishop. So in a sense, but I warned as a friend, that man, now my need. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? So, we're doing well. You are doing well as far as LAT is concerned. I'm not saying as far as individual lives are concerned. If your individual lives, mugende, if it is a concern to you, boba ofayo, concerning your relationship with God or whatever God has promised you, and you don't see, especially now that we're in the promised land, you should take these things seriously. You are Mukama Tugamba from the beginning of the year. You can go even watch for the week is when there's a promised land. No zijano gamba kati God, you remember? In fact, this dream, you know, like, if you understand, no zijano gamba kati lava. You know? And you're like, I don't think Sister Joanne is okay, who made up these things, these dreams. Okutulimba. And like, so good, you know? What's up? Mzenga what? Sila ba yuka sign. Okay? Okay, call unto him and he will answer you. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Your anxiety, what questions, take them unto the Lord. He will answer you. Okay, and he will lift that anxiety. He will lift that worry. Glory be to God. For anything now, it is lifted. We are kawa. Glory be to God. Okay? Like, I'm concerned about the finances of this church. Okay? They're not as much as they used to be once upon a time. Okay? So I get so excited when every week Rachel, okay, Mark's wife, tells me, this week's sorted. This week's sorted. I'm like, God. And you see, if you're doing something wrong, God is not mandated to pay your bills. You understand? You see, that is the issue that is what? Messing up churches. And by the way, individual lives also. You understand? There are things God, you know, now God is like, this is my church. You understand? This is my house. So he's responsible. He's what? Responsible to pay for these machines, to pay rent. You know, he's responsible because it's his. Now you begin to do your own things. Like the worship team. Nem tanka okuyimba byamwe. Obuyimba bwamwe, mwa obuyimba buyimba. God is like, oh, kati church efuse yamwe. Kati yamwe. Kati mugenda kubyesa solira. Nze mbivudemu. That's when now troubles come. Kati pastor afuka mufele. Because he has to raise the money for the machine. Okay? So even individual lives, there are some issues which people shouldn't go through if they are in the perfect will of God. Perfect will of God. Now, it doesn't mean that in the perfect will of God, there are no issues. Because remember, we are, the devil is around. When the fallen world, trials will come. The devil will try to mess you up. You feel the pain. Never mu perfect will. Waba wo peace mu mutima. Glory be to God. Okay? So I'm not saying in the perfect world of God, tewali visible. No. But what God needs to take care of, you take care of it if you are in his perfect will. Glory be to God. So I never want to, whatever day when we can't pay rent here, man. Because it has never happened. How many years now? 8, 9? Never happened. There has never been a day. Lydia's been here. When we say now, there's a special what? Yeah, let's do a special, a kabakali special. Kubanga, yeah? Recently, they told, what's her name? Rachel. They told her, now, you're seeing the thing you are doing, what? Basically, we're styling up the hotel. Olakati, buses are on the green. Was there? Then, Then they said, what? Very soon, we're coming to you. What? So that means what? Ah, God, now, how are we going to do that? Yet, the numbers just keep going. You understand? Because money comes from people, by the way. I've never received supernatural what? Money comes from me. And the more the people, the higher the chances that you'll be able to raise the money to pay for what? So when you look at the money that is coming in on Thursday and Sunday, you are like, ah, when they come knocking at Rachel's door, so you take that concern to God. So I'm coming, increasing number, 20, 25 around the corner. So I can't attend and say, okay? Glory be to God. Okay, anyhow, God will do that one. Rachel and God are the ones who know. Glory be. So I've cast my care upon Rachel. I'm joking, okay? Rachel shouldn't care about this. Let her leave it to me. Glory, because I am the bishop. Glory be to God. I'm the overseer. Hallelujah. Learn something. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you affectionately. Glory to God.
Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.